Welcome to today's encouragement from Our Daily Bread. Adam R. Holes wrote today's reading, and he titled it, More Than Brand Ambassadors. Competition in the internet age has become fierce. Increasingly, companies are developing creative ways to attract customers. Take Subaru vehicles, for instance. Subaru owners are famously loyal, so the company has invited Subi superfans to become brand ambassadors of the vehicles. The company's website says, Subaru ambassadors are an exclusive group of energetic individuals who volunteer their passion and enthusiasm to spread the word about Subaru and help shape the future of the brand. The company wants Subaru ownership to become a part of people's very identity, something they're so passionate about that they can't help but share. In 2 Corinthians chapter 5, Paul describes a different ambassador program, one of inviting others to follow Jesus. Since then, we know what it is to fear the Lord. We try to persuade others. Paul then adds, He has committed to us the message of reconciliation. We are therefore Christ's ambassadors, as though God were making his appeal through us. We implore you on Christ's behalf, be reconciled to God. Many products promise to meet deep needs, to give us a sense of happiness, wholeness, and purpose. But only one message, the message of reconciliation, entrusted to us as believers in Jesus, is truly good news. And we have the privilege of delivering that message to a desperate world. Today's Our Daily Bread devotional scripture reading is from 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verses 11 through 20. Since then, we know what it is to fear the Lord. We try to persuade others. What we are is plain to God, and I hope it is also plain to your conscience. We are not trying to commend ourselves to you again, but are giving you an opportunity to take pride in us, so that you can answer those who take pride in what is seen rather than in what is in the heart. If we are out of our mind, as some say, it is for God. If we are in our right mind, it is for you. For Christ's love compels us, because we are convinced that one died for all, and therefore all died. And he died for all, that those who live should no longer live for themselves, but for him who died for them and was raised again. So from now on, we regard no one from a worldly point of view. Though we once regarded Christ in this way, we do so no longer. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, the new creation has come. The old has gone, the new is here. All this is from God, who reconciled us to himself through Christ and gave us the ministry of reconciliation, that God was reconciling the world to himself in Christ, not counting people's sins against them. And he has committed to us the message of reconciliation. We are therefore Christ's ambassadors, as though God were making his appeal through us. We implore you on Christ's behalf, be reconciled to God. Let's pray. Dear Lord, thank you for inviting us to be ambassadors for you, to a broken, lost, and hurting people. Help us to live in such a way that others are drawn to you and turn their lives over to you for healing and forgiveness. Thank you, Lord. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thanks for listening today. I'm Stephen Tabor, and today's encouragement was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries.